Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And welcome, everyone, to our AP Top 25 poll reaction. I'm Andy Katz from NCAA Digital, Bleacher Report, and, of course, March Madness Men's Basketball. Well, as I projected, and this was not brain science here, once Houston lost, once Kansas lost a second time, especially at home to TCU, and Purdue survived at home against Maryland, won all its games last week, you kind of felt like Purdue was going to get back up to the number one line. They did. And there they are, as the number one team in the country. Purdue, I totally agree with that. I agree with Alabama too. Those are the two best teams in the country at this moment in time. They're both number one seeds. And now here's where it gets interesting. There is a love affair with Houston. I know people think I'm hating on Houston. I'm not, but they've now lost two home games. Now, one of them was to Alabama, of course, which is now seated ahead of them. But then they lost to Temple on Sunday. I know by one, but that's two at home. I think they got to come down a little. I kept them in the top 10 in my Power 36, but I would have Tennessee and K-State moving up. It's interesting. Arizona jumped way up at six after sweeping UCLA and USC when Arizona was really struggling, lost at home to Washington State. Lost at Oregon, and yet home remedy, as you can see there, they jump way back up to number six ahead of UCLA and Virginia. I like the top order outside. I would drop Houston down. You could make an argument to flip TCU and Kansas because TCU just walloped the Jayhawks. That would be fine with me if you wanted to do that. But look at this. Okay, digest this for a minute. Look at the heavy Big 12 emphasis in this top 25, which is all justifiable, as we have K-State, Kansas, Texas, TCU, Iowa State, and Baylor. Six, count them, six Big 12 teams in the top 25, all legitimate. I like Gonzaga in that teens, dropping way down after losing at home to LMU, my national team of the week, snapping a 75-game home court winning streak of the Zags. Here's an issue I have that I don't think the poll is paying attention to. We're going to get to the back part because I really like what they've done here. Where's Indiana? Okay. I have Indiana at 14 in my Power 36 that got released on Monday. Trace Jackson Davis was my national player of the week. He had 35 and 31 in two games this past week, 31 and 10 in the win over Michigan State on Sunday, 35 in a win at Illinois. Now, Indiana had been struggling prior to that, but those two wins at Illinois convincingly, home Michigan State, the poll is a snapshot, okay? And you cannot tell me that Indiana is not playing some of the best basketball in the country right now. So Indiana needs to be in this poll. You can quibble where they're going to be, but they should have been in this poll. That is a glaring omission from the AP Top 25. On the plus side, I like the fact that Charleston keeps moving up at 18. Charleston's won 20 in a row. Florida Atlantic hasn't lost since early November, I believe. So they're there. St. Mary's, undefeated, beat Santa Clara. Sidebar in St. Mary's, they don't have a great win yet. They haven't played Gonzaga yet, but their numbers are phenomenal. They're top 10 net. So they're going to get seeded. It's interesting. St. Mary's will get seeded, follow me here, to its metrics, which will be a high seed, 5-6 or something like that, if they keep winning for the most part. Teams like Kentucky, North Carolina, Duke, maybe Indiana, certainly those three ACC teams, SEC, ACC, they may get seeded to their record, not their talent. Okay? So that is significant. That we might have a St. Mary's seeded higher, okay? Yet talent-wise, you could argue that they would not be, at the same level of Duke, Kentucky, and North Carolina. So just file that away. Providence, got back in the win column, so they're there. And how about it? Number 25. I love the poll paying attention here because it was a late-night Friday night game. But New Mexico is ranked at 25, and they should be. Great win over Boise State, 81-79 in overtime. Morris Udeze with a great inbounds reception, bounce pass, converts. It was a great play designed by Richard Pitino and his staff to beat Boise State. Love that for the Lobos to be ranked. Clemson. Still atop the ACC. They've got a loss, but still. So, UConn, I actually put a UConn back in my power 36. That's more of a, I know they just beat Butler. They lost to Seton Hall, Xavier, Providence, Marquette, if I'm not mistaken. So, been on a skid, tough road games. Dan Hurley, head coach, Kamani Young, assistant. They were out with COVID, did not coach in the loss to Seton Hall. Luke Murray did a good job. It's just they ended up losing by one. Late possession by Seton Hall at the buzzer, if I'm not mistaken. So, in Newark. So, anyway, I would say that talent-wise, they are a top 25 team. They just did not play that way. All right. So, those are my overall thoughts. Good. Thank you, our great production team at BR here. Best win, yes. Alabama, that was in Portland. Great win. I was there for that back in November. The Creighton win was a solid win. St. John's was the other one, not Marquette. St. John's was that other loss they had at home. That was stung. But they got 4 quad one wins. So, yeah, there's the UConn resume that I like, backing up my point. I want to get to some questions that we're going to, have different sides here. So, I appreciate our team helping me out with who also was receiving votes. So Duke had 102, not in the poll after beating Miami. Not in the poll after beating Miami. Indiana only had 61 votes, so much further away of trying to get in that top 25 after a great week for the Hoosiers. Wes Rice, I wonder if you're an Alabama fan. Alabama is the best team in the country. It's not even close. Come on. They may be the best team in the country. But to say it's not even close, sorry. So, how could anyone think Purdue is better than Alabama? Well, Alabama has a couple losses. Purdue only has one at the buzzer to Rutgers. You can't say, how could anyone think that? All right. We can think that. They're pretty close. And by the way, they're both going to be number one seeds. Here's the thing with Alabama that'll be interesting to track. Can Alabama run the table in the SEC? They have a better chance of doing that than Purdue does of the remaining games going undefeated. Still have to play Indiana twice. That's not going to be easy. So I'd be more inclined to think that Purdue will lose at least one or two games in the Big Ten than Alabama, although Alabama could fall to Tennessee, no question about it. Mason says Indiana's way too inconsistent. I think he means inconsistent. So I'm fine with them not being there. But here's the thing. Yeah, they've been inconsistent. But based on last week, they should be in this top 25. Brandon says, how do I feel about Kansas? Well, I didn't have a negative feeling about them after losing to K-State in overtime because Jalen Wilson had 38. It was a late possession. I got no problem with that. So, yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal that they lost that game. The home loss to TCU and the manner in which it occurred, that was surprising. Ryan asked why UConn is still ranked. That is the legitimate question. Because they only had the one win in the last week and a half, and that was against Butler. It's legit. Although, as I said, Dan Hurley didn't coach them against Seton Hall, nothing against Luke Murray. And it was a late possession road loss in Newark. How does Houston only fall two spots? I have that same question. I thought they should have fallen further. Cubby says the Big Ten's getting no respect outside of Purdue. It's funny. Usually it's the opposite. I think what we're going to see with the Big Ten is, yeah, not a lot of teams in the poll. In fact, we may only see one or two other Big Ten teams get in the rest of the season. But let's not read into that. They're still going to get, I think, nine teams in the tournament and have probably 7 to 8 teams ranked from 5 to 11. So keep an eye on that. I think that's what will occur. The bigger question is on February 18th. Okay, February 18th is the day the first Sweet 16 will be released and from the selection committee. That's the day that I think we are going to see that's going to be a good barometer. Does the Big Ten get a second team in the top 16, which means the top four lines? Why is Kentucky not here? I had Kentucky in the back part of my top 25. So again, Kentucky's playing well. Remember, they're on a 3-game win streak, which includes the road win at Tennessee, which was after losing to South Carolina at home. So yes, I think within the last week or so, Kentucky deserves to be in the top 25. My thoughts on Clemson, I think that they are a team that's going to be in the chase for the ACC title. By the way, I think as many as 8 teams can make an argument they have a chance to win the ACC. It's probably more likely 4, but, the difference between 1st and 8th is not that grand right now. Zibby says, where's Temple? Well, Temple was in my back part of my Power 36. I don't know if I'd necessarily move them in the top 25. Great 1-point win at Houston. But they've put them now themselves in the conversation for getting a bid. Got to still win a lot of games. They get Houston again, play Memphis. So we'll see what happens there. Rutgers should be in the top 25, says Burke. The loss to Michigan State and the way they played in the second half probably pulls them out. Charleston and Florida Atlantic seed ceiling. Good question. I think Charleston has a better chance to get in that 6 range. Could they get as high as a 5? Maybe. Florida Atlantic, I'm going to feel like a 7 is maybe their ceiling. Maybe 6, maybe that. Okay. Chicago on Indiana saying their top 20 KenPom, Net, Sagarin. What is the committee doing? This isn't the committee. These are AP top 25 voters. There's 65 of them last I thought. So don't worry. They're going to have a good seed if they keep winning. Thoughts on the ACC tournament picture? I would say that North Carolina would be the team that I would feel more comfortable going into a tournament setting. Then maybe Virginia because of their defense. But, offensively, I would lean Carolina. So if I had to pick one of those two who's going to win the ACC tournament, I would lean Carolina. Why is Kansas State so high? Look, their only loss is to TCU, and they just beat Kansas. Then they beat Texas Tech. So, I mean, they're only, I should say, they lost to LSU non-conference, only Big 12 loss. When Race and Xavier come back, Indiana will be scary good. That may be the case because Trace Jackson Davis is playing scary well with 35 and 31. Do I think Zach Edey has made some distance between everyone else and National Player of the Year? this is going to be interesting. He's the favorite, but Jalen Wilson, Brandon Miller, Alabama, Drew Timmy from Gonzaga, and now TJD from Indiana. Those four are your first team All-Americans at this point with Zach Edey. So I say he's the favorite. If he can just maintain this, I think he wins it. I agree with you, Jay Nelson, that Arizona maybe shouldn't have moved up that far. I agree with you. Where is Baylor sitting for March Madness seeding? You know, Baylor could be as high as a four, but because of what's ahead of them in the Big 12, I see them more in that 5-7 range based on what will happen down the stretch. You know, because right now, as we see, you know, Baylor is behind K-State, Kansas, Texas, TCU, Iowa State. Got to leap over those. And here we see with Baylor, you know, the UCLA win in Vegas, the Gonzaga win in South Dakota, all good quality wins. You know, this is a – I love our people here. Let me – everything needs context and nuance. So the term worst losses, those are good losses, you know, in theory, because Marquette, Virginia, Iowa State, they're all going to be in the NCAA tournament. So if those are your worst losses, it's not bad. And five quad one wins. You know, Duke ain't ranked, but beat Xavier in Miami. I had Duke ranked. I did not have Miami. So I agree with you. They just beat Miami, and Jeremy Roach is back, which is a big difference. So some upcoming games, Purdue at Michigan. I hate to say a must win on January 26th, but to me, that is a must win for the Wolverines. They got to get a quad one win here. UCLA, USC. I think USC is in the tournament, but you know, now, but getting that UCLA win would really help them out. Then we've got the SEC Big 12 Challenge on Saturday. West Virginia, which is a bubble team, they need that game against Auburn. Oklahoma, bubble team, need to beat Alabama. Creighton, bubble team, need to beat Xavier. Missouri probably doesn't feel as comfortable yet, would help them beat Iowa State. Mississippi State, which has dropped off the map, got to beat someone like TCU. So all those home teams on the right side on the 28th need wins. Conversely, Arkansas, which I think has the resume to be in, that would do them wonders to win that game at Baylor. Texas, Tennessee, they're both fine. That's more of a seeding game for both. Florida, on the outside looking in, they need that kind of game at K-State. Kansas, Kentucky, anytime they're together, great matchup. I think Kentucky needs that more, obviously. And then on Sunday, Michigan State at Purdue. Michigan State probably feels like they had a chance to beat Purdue and weren't able to do so. So now you got to go to Mackey to try to do it. Not easy. I like Purdue in that matchup. And then Rutgers at Iowa. You know, Rutgers defensively fell apart against Iowa at home. That was one of two home losses at Jersey Mike's / the Rack. The other one was Seton Hall coming off that Ohio State loss. So, in theory, Iowa should win that game, but Rutgers has played well for the most part on the road. Won at Purdue, of course. But that's going to be a good matchup on Sunday. I like that one. Yeah, you know, this question about the Big 12 tournament seeding, they're going to keep cannibalizing each other. I know I said it last week, I thought Kansas, it was Kansas's Big 12 to lose, even after they lost it overtime to to K-State. But I figured that was going to be it. Then they go and lose at home to TCU. So now I got to amend my thinking and say that this is now a wide open race in the Big 12 among the teams you see on your screen that are in the top 25. Yes, I do think Mike Woodson is reviving Indiana's program. I think TGD's having a phenomenal season now. You know, I'm not worried about Arizona at all. KSU looking very good with Jerome Tang. I feel good about that one, yes. He's really done a great job and has a chance to be National Coach of the Year. Xavier belongs higher than 13, sure. Yes, I do think Virginia's offense has improved substantially. I do. But I like Carolina better. The question was, you know, in the ACC tournament. I do feel decent about Memphis's chances. That win over Auburn really helps the Tigers. of making the tournament. Just can't lose to bad teams in the American, which they have not done yet. So keep doing what you're doing, Memphis. You know, Duke's just going to win a couple more games and they'll be in the top 25. Don't worry about that. They're going to be in the tournament too. NC State, great deal that Tre'Quavion Smith is healthy after that scary fall against Carolina. They're right there to get in. Can't have bad losses, though. Carolina obviously isn't one. They got to just keep moving in the right direction. Yes, UCLA is legit. They lost a game in the 50s against Arizona. So in that case, Arizona played well defensively, but UCLA played consistently good defensively. That's what's been the key for the Bruins, the fact that that game was in the 50s. You know, Julius Tubelis, you know, I have him at one point all first team. Now I have him second team. So he's going to be first, second team when the season's over. Marquette at 16, too low. Best offensive team in the country. Shock has done a great job. Toya Richard asking about the Mountain West. Is it the fifth best conference? That would be pushing. Well, is it better than Pac-12? Good question. Here's how I define these things. Do you have a Final Four team in your league? That elevates the league. And I would say the Pac-12 obviously has two in UCLA and Arizona. So Pac-12 goes ahead. Does the Big East? Yeah, they do. So I would, but the Mountain West, I don't think does. So I would put the Mountain West seventh, which is still pretty good because in some order, you've got your, you know, Big 12 one. I'd go Big 10, Big 10 two, SEC three, ACC four, Pac-12 five, Big East six, Mountain West seven. How can Villanova make the tournament? I don't know. It's not going to be easy. They're in a lot of trouble right now. Got to win the Big East tournament, in my opinion. Purdue max losses, I'm going to say three. Two more max, not including the tournament. If they, you know, so if you include the tournament, max four, but, and they've been right on that line a couple of times, but I'm going to say regular season max is three. Auburn should be higher. Fair question. Fair point. How can Oregon make the tournament? I'd say they got to win the Pac-12 tournament. Kent State, legitimately, you know, I debated them and maybe I should have put them in my Power 36. Maybe that's an omission by me. Not top 25 yet, but fair enough. Should probably add Kent State in my Power 36. Can Alabama get the overall number one seed? The answer is yes, Bama can. But here's what's interesting. Where will these teams be? Alabama and Purdue. One's going to be in New York. One's going to be in Louisville. I know where Purdue would rather be. So I'm going to lean that because they're going to be pretty close, number one overall is going to be like one and one A, because that's where I think we're heading with those two. I think they'll lean geography and go Louisville for Purdue and New York, because there's nothing else on the Eastern Seaboard, for Alabama. So Alabama fans at Madison Square Garden, book it. Should be a great environment. Now UConn's got to try to get up to that four line to get in there. We'll see if that happens. Right now, no. You know, does Duke of Carolina get in there? Because they draw well there as well. So look, this has been great. Great engagement. And we're going to keep this up. And there you go, Alabama, Houston, Arkansas, Missouri. Again, those are not bad losses. If your worst losses are UConn and Gonzaga, you've had a great season. So, and they're going to have and continue to have a great season. We're all in agreement. Purdue, Alabama, tweaking it the rest of the way. Anyway, as always, appreciate our entire team getting this done every week, and your engagement, your questions, for everything that we're producing on Bleacher Report, NCAA Digital, and March Madness Men's Ball. Have a great, safe week. And we'll talk to you again next month.